The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That was off, right? That wasn't me.
A little bit. That's all right.
That wasn't me. I know. I mean, I thought I was being crazy. I thought I was having a stroke for a second. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. The most badass fucking comedian on the planet, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks. What's up? International superstar Zach D'Amico here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, baby boy. Great show planned. I think you should let that music ride a little bit more as I intro the guests.
Natalie, that's the length of the thing that I was given.
Natalie,
I don't
just so you know, you're off today.
I am. I'm off. I literally just said off. To Shannon, I go, I took a week off last week and I...
You got Eclipse on the mind right now. You're fucking... Is your brain eclipsed? What's going on right
currently,
now? Are your fingertips earthquaking right now? All these natural disasters are getting into your fucking head, Natalie. Relax. Get in the fucking program. You're a lesbian. You gave up your family for this lifestyle. Let's go. Christ almighty.
I'm just a woman. I respond to eclipses and earth and you really astrology
do. Her
more
period
than other
started
people.
Just shooting out of her pussy this morning. All the women are synced up on their period today from the eclipse. Welcome to the show. I am Louis J. Gomez. I'm very, very excited about today's show. I believe it's an all-white week as well. All-white, all-male week, which is very, very nice. We're doing that a lot lately. That's the goal. Every week we start the show, we say, how can we... move forward the white man and his fucking good name. And we do it here at the Real Ass Podcast. We're the only thing in the industry that is fucking looking out for the white man still. Let's get real. You know him and love him from the End Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Shaner back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
What's up, kid?
So pumped to be here.
Oh yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Badass.
You look great today, by the way.
You think I look great?
Yeah, you look great. You look tired, but good.
Do I look tired?
Yeah, you look tired.
I'm just old, dude. People are like, dude, you look old, dude. I'm like, I'm 42 years old. Yeah, I am old, fucking assholes. That's what it is.
Is that old now?
I think so. I think I look pretty good for my fucking age. Yeah. I get pussy.
I wouldn't go that far.
And you know him and love him from his podcast, Everybody Is Awful. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Florentine back on the show.
It looks like you got a black eye, though, like on that one eye.
I do,
yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, that's what it
No,
was.
The other one.
No,
looks
the other
like,
one.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Never mind.
It's just like, that's what I was talking about with the tired. You look puffy. You look puffy,
puffy
as shit.
I look like puffy? A lot of people say that.
Look like
I look and remind them of puffy. A lot of people say that.
Makes sense.
Look, we're very excited about today's show. A lot of stuff happening. It's the solar eclipse day. Is there a solar eclipse song?
Total eclipse of the heart. Total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, yeah. See, we should have come into that song. Where's my producers at?
Let me get demonetized.
I don't care about money, obviously. Can I'm just, rich.
Is there a Pink Floyd eclipse song? Am I thinking of Echoes?
Look up all the songs about eclipses. I bet you there's a fucking bunch. I got to be honest with you guys. As we're talking about it, I'm going, you know what, dude?
We just had one in 2017. Yeah. We need another one?
It was a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse?
It was I think it was a solar eclipse because they had they actually had Bonnie Tyler on CNN sing it, and she fucking like sounded like a dying fucking cat.
Oh, she was bad.
No, it was fucked up. No. They had her on a boat singing it, and she sounded like she was about to have a stroke the whole fucking time.
Not good. Please pull that up if you can. Why not?
It was bad.
Are we going to demonetize for that now? Some fucking her bombing, dude? I don't think so.
It was fucked up.
Fucking Shannon. By the way, very Hollywood attitude Shannon has. We're going to get demonetized. Shannon, we don't fucking care. We don't care about monetization.
But then you yell at me when it happens.
Shut the fuck. Shannon, edit that out. Don't contradict me on my own goddamn show, Shannon.
How much could it possibly be?
It's really
good. How much could it possibly be?
Maybe $11 per episode. Fuck that. Maybe $11 per episode we get paid through our YouTube.
Do you want $11 so you can play it?
Yes, please.
I'll give you 11. I'll Venmo
Shanner's
you 11.
Gonna give me
I'll Venmo him $11 right now.
Send it to me through Zelle so I can it's easier for text purposes.
That's the black person app.
Venmo is a whole fucking to-do. No, Zelle's not a black person app.
Yeah, it is. Zelle is Cash App.
No, it's a black person name.
Oh.
No, Cash App is a black person app.
Oh, well.
Dude, Cash App is the slut.
No, you're thinking of the Catch App.
Cash App is the slut and the black person app.
Then what's Zelle?
Zelle is...
I've only interacted with people of color using
bank
Zelle.
Bank to bank, Zelle.
Yeah, Zelle is like a... Yeah,
is that
banks
legit?
Use all...
Every what? Banking app has Zelle built into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that.
You don't have a bank account.
I don't fuck with that.
Jenner I just said I'd give you $11
in cash. I just said I'd give you $11 in cash. I don't fuck with Zelle. Fucking nuts.
He never has anything over a $10 nope. bill. He fucking bunches it all up,
I've
puts
got
it in a jar,
of,
buries it in the backyard.
I carry around a satchel, sack of Joanne dollars like a fucking pirate.
You do have doomsday preparation vibes.
I fucking wish. I fucking wish I did. The only thing I doomsday to prep is my porn. I keep hard copies of porn. That's the only thing I have.
Yeah, but how are you going to watch it?
Magazines. And the back, like I said before, the clamshells of DVDs, you can get off the back.
Do you think that AIDS patients call prep doomsday prep? That's what I would call it. These jokes today are brought to you by Yo Kratom, folks. Yo Kratom, we love them. They're the best. Folks, I'm bombing. Man. I'm bombing on my own show today, guys.
You're doing great.
Do you want me to tell you the list of songs?
The fuck up, Shannon. If you, Shannon, I mean it.
Blame.
And I mean it, Shannon. I'm on one today.
I'm doing my job.
No, that was a nice thing. That was like a scene in a movie where somebody's drowning, and then you see the arm come through the water. Lewis, can I help you change the subject?
No.
No, I will drown. It's
like that. It's like that Guns N' Roses video where he throws the fucking thing back. He's just like, no.
We're talking eclipse all day on the show. The only topic we're talking on today's show. Shannon, say goodbye to these fucking notes because it's eclipse all day fucking every day. Let's do our plugs. Two Total Eclipse of the Heart. Or, you know what, Shannon, to even a better song.
I do have the list of songs.
All right, give us a list of songs. We're going to do our plugs to the best Eclipse song right on the show right now. How exciting is this?
So the second one is Total Eclipse by Iron Maiden.
What the is it? Are they doing a cover of Bonnie?
All right, let me.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, I don't know.
I figured Jim would know it right away. I'll play it right now.
Let's see. But only 6 seconds. I don't care about being demonetized, but Shannon, you remember.
All right.
Sounds like every other Iron Maiden song.
Dude, Maiden does fucking rule, dude. I got a tattoo watching an Iron Maiden live concert, like a 3-hour live show that they did in like London or whatever.
What was the tattoo?
It's on my, I would show it to you, but it's a rattlesnake killing a lion because the rattlesnake is the real king of the jungle. I also have a tattoo of a king of clubs that I got because I am the king of clubs. But I got this when I was a street team ticket sales guy. It wasn't even about being a comedian. I consider myself the king of clubs, being a rat in the street who sold tickets for the New York Comedy Club and Al Martin, God rest his soul. We never did a fucking
Al Martin tribute.
I was going to say a different word, but that's what I'm going for.
What other word would you use than tribute?
I was going to say funeral. I was going to say memorial, maybe. Yeah. Funeral. What do they do on the award shows?
Memoriam or something.
In memoriam.
We should do that, like an award show, but it's just Al Martin over and over and over again.
Lewis was going to speak at Al's funeral, but he didn't want to bring 10 people. For 100, you got a DVD of the funeral.
Dude, a bringer funeral would be so good. I
know. Oh, fuck. R.I.P. Al Martin. He died like a month ago. We are really on top of the news today. Damn. Shannon, what's another Eclipse song, please? We got to do plugs, and we got to figure out the song, Shannon.
All right,
Florentine's pissed. You see his face? He's not happy with you right now.
Sorry, Jim.
Can I have a coffee, please?
The Dark of the Sun, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
The Dark of the Sun.
Anybody?
Let's hear it. Okay. Let's go. 5 seconds. Remember, no more. Sounds like every other Tom Petty song.
That's not great either.
The Heartbreaker is in.
Wait, are these in order of best?
Like, I don't like
worst?
Tom Petty. Tom Petty's a fucking creep. Am I the only one who's like creeped out by Tom Petty's whole fucking face? He's got Black Hole Sun face.
Like a horse face.
Yeah, fuck him, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Is he alive?
No, he's dead as hell, dude.
Fentanyl.
Good.
Fentanyl
got him. No.
No way.
Tom Petty died from fentanyl?
Yeah, yeah.
That's baller.
That's pretty fucking badass.
I like that. At 66, too. I think he was at 66, too, taking it.
What was he doing? He was doing blow?
No, he had some, I think he had some hip issue or something like that. He was taking pills.
Was
he was too hip.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was real hip.
He was too fucking hip. Hell yeah. Where he was taking pills and he got laced with fentanyl.
Yeah.
But he was trying to take a painkiller.
Yeah, but he was overdoing it. He was like Prince. Prince was a fentanyl too.
Yeah.
It does say that the drugs in his system were fentanyl, oxycodone, temazepam, alprazolam, citalopram.
God bless you. Is that the website that you go to and they try to figure out the celebrity when you give them clues?
No.
That's Arcanator. Anyway, go ahead.
acetyl fentanyl and another type of fentanyl.
Wait, what's acetyl fentanyl?
I don't know. There's fentanyl.
This is big words with Shannon Lee Hire, brand new podcast on the network.
Wait, I want to hear Lewis say this word.
Bitch, bring it up. I'll say it right now. Go ahead.
This one.
Make it bigger. Hold on.
Oh, I got it.
Well, I get to say it. I get one shot, right?
Yeah, one shot.
It's
taking you so long. I did it so fast.
That's propanil.
It's just dispropanol. Dyspropenal.
Dyspropenal.
It's when your dick is way bigger than the balls. It's dyspropenal. I've got dyspropenal. I had to take fentanyl for my dyspropenal.
He died of. See, so that's the thing. When did he die? Fentanyl, you feel like it's a new thing, but then when you find out that Prince died of fentanyl, fentanyl's been dropping motherfuckers for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but it was probably like 5 years ago, I think it was.
Yeah, he was in that rash of like 3 or 4 right in a row. And everyone was like losing their mind.
And Michael Jackson died of propofol.
Propofol.
Yeah. Propofol hit an overdose on. And they gave me that when I had my eye surgery. And that shit was fucking dope.
What does it do besides just...
I don't know. I counted back from 10. By the time I got to 6, I was... But from that, from 10 to 6 was the highest I've ever been in my entire life. I was like 10. And then I was out and then I woke up and my eye hurt.
Did Prince die like the same day as China?
Yeah.
Because I remember people were like, China's dead. And then Prince died. Everyone gave a fuck about China immediately.
I would genuinely rather have sex with Prince than China.
Oh, God, yeah.
Definitely. He wouldn't have had to fucking lay it down.
No,
dude.
He would just let you. He would fuck you good.
That was the same. Really Michael Jackson died. Farrah Fawcett died the same day Michael Jackson died. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's a speech in Devil's Rejects. The guy that loves Groucho Marx. He's talking about it the day Groucho Marx died. He goes, and then that hip-gyrating Elvis Presley died, and everyone forgot about Groucho.
They died on the same day, too?
They died like within like 12 hours of each other.
That happens a lot. Deaths overshadow each other very, very often. That's going to suck, because I know I'm going to die, and then fucking my death's going to get overshadowed by literally like a homeless person. It's not going to be anybody. It's going to be nothing. Shannon, give me another Eclipse song.
Okay. Next one is Promises in the Dark, Pat Benatar.
Shannon, these are just songs that are just naming.
It says Eclipse song.
Shade.
The title of the article is Eclipse.
Yeah, that's a famous song. I don't remember. That's about the eclipse.
If the word eclipse isn't in the song and it's just about there being the sun going down, Shannon.
Shannon, what are the lyrics of that song?
I'm going to look it up. But look, can you just show this first? This says 30 eclipse songs.
30 eclipse songs.
Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. Is that an eclipse?
This came out today. We think the same way as some cunt website.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Some fucking horseshit fucking blabble. What is it called?
I think you got it.
Blabble?
That sounds right.
Isn't that one of those websites? Blabble or one of those?
You really are an old fucking man.
Blabbermouth.
Blabbermouth.
It's something, dude. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's pissing me off.
Blabble?
Dude. Ooh, it's making me mad.
Jesus Christ, Blabble. Dude.
Fucking, what are these, you know, these fucking websites, you go to, you click on them, it's a whole list of shit. Blabble. I think Blabble's a real thing. Look up B-L-A-B-B-L-E, and if that's not a domain name, buy it and link my website to it, Shannon. Give me another Eclipse song.
I
want the word Eclipse in the fucking title. Now, you name another.
List songs about the eclipse, or is this songs to listen to during the eclipse?
Or are these songs you could only listen to in an eclipse, the car?
Yeah, is this sponsored by Mitsubishi? Because I need to know.
It just says 30 eclipse songs, but I just skimmed the lyrics of that Pat Benatar song.
I bet you a Mitsubishi Eclipse 2024 is a solid fucking
it's
car.
It's probably sick as
this
shit.
This is me
dude.
Trying to tell my girlfriend to get a cheaper car. No, I'm telling you right now, dude, Mitsubishi great. Eclipse fucking...
It sounds sick.
Fully loaded? Look up, dude, how much is a fully loaded Mitsubishi? By the way, cars are crazy expensive now, dude. This is going to be a $75,000 fucking car, probably. Piece of shit.
Do they even make them anymore?
I kind of want an Eclipse.
Get an Eclipse.
Why not? Let's go.
Trash it. Get a fucking 1998 Eclipse, dude.
I thought about getting a Dodge Neon.
A 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, I guess they call it now, is a $26,345.
What?
This is what it looks like. Can we see? Man. Is that fully loaded?
I'm going to have to get Zelle for this, dude.
Dude, who buys a gray car? What type of asshole says, I want a gray car?
The Uber driver.
Oh, yeah, that's Uber gray. That's definitely Uber gray.
But it's just such a shitty color for a car. Gray?
Gray.
Gray.
What color is your car?
Some would say gray, but it's not.
I was going to say, don't you have a gray car?
It's not a gray car. It is gray. A shade of... gray.
No, I would call it a black silver.
It's a...
Some would call it gray.
That's gray. That's fucking gray.
A little bit black, a little bit silver. Right in the middle, I would say, like a dulled silver. Like, imagine silver had no shine.
You're really downplaying the gray agenda right now, dude. Knock it off.
No, what is it? It's like a dull black with like a sparkle, though.
Yeah, that's gray.
Dull black?
That's gray.
That's gray.
Not gray.
You fucking dummy.
It's really not gray. It's what it says on my app, it says black. From the naked eye, you walk past my car, you go black.
Well, what it says on the registration should be what the color is, because you have to put on.
So what does it say?
My car's not registered. Relax, Jim. Fucking calm down. Fucking highfalutin Florentine over here. Shannon, we need a good Eclipse song for the plugs. We haven't even started the fucking show.
So if we don't care about monetization, then we may as well just do the Bonnie Tyler song.
Is that the best Eclipse song? Are we sure of that?
It's the only one with the
Eclipse. We have another 30 songs, Shannon.
All right, I'll go through them quickly.
No, well, only name ones with the word Eclipse in them.
I don't think any of the other ones have it.
Then that's the winner. Song.
Black Hole Sun is a fun one.
Black Hole Sun?
Yeah, Soundgarden.
Blinded by the Light, Dancing.
I mean, Black Hole Sun's an Eclipse song.
I mean, is it?
Ain't No Sunshine.
That's not an Eclipse.
That could just be a cloudy song.
Yeah, ain't no sunshine. That's about an overcast day, Shannon. That's not a fucking...
Did you say blinded by the light? That's about blow. That's not even about...
Don't let the sun go down on me.
Shannon, that's about having your son give you oral sex.
Oh, wait, I found one.
I play that to my son at night when he goes to bed. And I'm like, don't try to suck my dick. It's about
like,
him not
it's
sucking
like
my
the
dick.
Sun going down on me, dude.
Don't let my son go down on me. Yeah, it's about not being gay with your kid.
I found one for real. Total Eclipse by the Alan Parsons Project.
That's the
there
one.
You go.
Let's hear it. This is good plug music.
That's definitely Eclipse
sound. Is this just the sound of an Eclipse?
The sound of an Eclipse. It's a cosmic sound. That's total Alan.
This is good music right here, dude.
It's pretty good.
It's already 18 seconds in. Should I skip forward?
I mean, I don't think we're going to be demonetized. They can't demonetize us for tone.
For noise.
For white noise. Oh.
Oh, man.
I like this. This is good plug music. This is the plug music. What do you plug it on, Shanner?
Yo, you can catch me on the End Podcast with Ryan Shanner, wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you call the hotline, 833-443-5300.
This is spooky.
It's pretty fucking
sick. Sorry, say the hotline again, but this is some spooky.
443 833-444-4433. You're making me fuck up, dude. This is so scary.
It's too fucking scary, dude.
This is so great.
You're thrown off right now by how frightening this is.
833-443-5300.
666. Mark of the Beast.
It's sick, though. This is great. But that's where you can find it.
Now it's angelic. Yeah, now Florentine's going to do his plug.
You have the fucking cherubs.
Yeah, check me out in Buffalo, Phoenix, Dallas, and Tampa coming up. JimFlorentine.com.
Hell yeah. Zach Amico.
420 show in Connecticut. Check out my Instagram at Zach. It's not funny for all the details.
Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com, for my live dates. That's horrifying. I'm literally, no, it's distractingly terrifying. This weekend, I'll be in Funny Bone, St. Louis, Westport. That's the 11th through the 13th. And then April 25th, 26th, 27th, I'll be at the American Comedy Company, Denver Improv, coming up May 3rd and 4th. Then I got a lot of other stuff. Wise Guys, Las Vegas, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, New Orleans, Lafayette, Tacoma. Lots of stuff all up on the website now. We're adding more dates. I think four or five more cities are being added today on the website. So keep on checking back. Your city will be added soon enough. The Mediocre Tour coming to a city near you. And if you guys love the show, subscribe. We do a bonus episode every Friday just for subscribers. Plus, you have over 1,000 episodes that are available, all uncensored and ad-free, all in one place, on demand. You can't get them anywhere else. GasDigital.com. Go subscribe. Support the show that way. Use the promo code RAP14, R-A-P-14. Get a 14-day free trial. Check out both my other pods, The Regs, Legion of Skanks.
Wait, did they use this song in 2001 A Space Odyssey? Sounds like definitely Jupiter and Beyond the Infinite.
Is this the whole song?
Just
this?
Yeah, it's, there's only a little bit. There's like 30 seconds left of it.
That's not a song, Shannon.
That's what you finger bang a witch to.
I don't know who the Alan Parsons Project is. Shannon. If that is what they normally do, but this is
Shannon,
the worst.
Shannon, I think your computer's haunted. You brought a fucking demon into the studio.
From my show?
Yeah, because Shannon does this horse shit on her show where she's like, let's tell ghost stories.
Yeah. And ring the bell, Shannon.
And now we're fucking haunted because Shannon opened a fucking...
Oh, Natalie looks up and she's a demon.
She's in the corner. That'd be sick.
Listen to the thing is, Ding.
Dude, Natalie getting possessed would fucking rule, dude.
Yeah.
Her just
pussy turns around. Oh,
she's
man.
Fucking stabbing herself with a crucifix.
She's got like a crucifix, but she's just rubbing
it. Yeah, she's rubbing the mouth onto her glass. Lick me. Lick me, little Jesus. Lick me. That's good, right?
Man.
These are characters we're doing. That was a pretty good.
That was pretty good.
You sounded like it.
Yeah, because we do have, we punish people for doing bad impressions on the show now. It's called Depression for a Bad Impression. So if you do a bad impression at any point during the show, we have a depressing video waiting to show you to punish you and the audience for attempting a bad impression. It's really, it was designed to keep Robbie Goodwin off the show. Your mother sucks clits in hell, says Skank Mac. Solid fucking bit. Solid fucking. You know what, dude? Channel snake it up, baby boy. Channel snake. Channel snake.
Channel snake. Channel snake. How old is James going to have to be before you let him see The Exorcist?
Before I let him listen to Don't Let My Son Go Down on Me.
This is about
you watch this and suck my dick.
Yeah. Right after you play Cats in the Cradle, like this was our song.
We watched The Lost Boys two nights ago, so he is getting more into horror now. It's officially been breached. We watched now the horror movies that he has seen now. Originally we watched, what was the first one we watched?
It.
No. We watched one last year. It's not really a horror movie. Jaws.
Okay.
It's in the horror section.
Well, that's great, though. That's a good family.
Suspenseful.
Yeah.
Murder.
It's great.
There's a monster.
Yeah. It's great.
Violin.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a perfect movie.
Is he afraid to go in the ocean now, though?
No.
With that?
No.
Well, then you didn't do it right.
No, he's
he should be afraid to go in pools. Yeah. I know kids who are afraid to go in pools after Jaws.
Really?
Yeah. There was also a kid I knew who was like a little retarded. He was afraid to go in his living room because they had a blue carpet. And he thought...
He sounds a little retarded.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. I went to high school with this kid. He was like, yeah, I couldn't go into my family room. There was a blue carpet. Well, that's crazy. You have a lot of problems.
That's crazy. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite. If you guys like to party and drink, Capsulite has you covered because they prevent that awful feeling from the day after drinking. You take it before and during your night out, and it's truly the most potent product on the market. You wake up the next day feeling like $1 million.
It's doctor formulated, it supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that's the actual cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. And it comes in a fun little portable packet, so you can take it right to the bar or the club with you. You take it before you drink and while you're drinking, and you wake up the next day feeling great.
Yeah, this is going to be a must-have for Skankfest. So if you guys are going to be coming to Skankfest here, you got to get some Capsulite. Just go to Capsulite.com. That's Capsulite.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 30% off today. Once again, that's promo code GAS at Capsulite.com. All right, where were we? No, so we saw that, and then I did show him It, the original It, just a couple weeks ago, and he loved that. And now we moved on to The Lost Boys, which fucking rules.
Great.
Lost Boys holds up.
Definitely does.
Definitely holds up. Fucking great.
And he saw Half a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, and then he pussied out of that.
Yeah.
But he tried to pussy out of The Lost Boys, too. As soon as they showed their fucking...
Oh, the faces?
The eyes and the faces. Yeah, with the, yeah. He was like, Dad, this is scarier than
I thought. He was going to be like, I don't like this gay fashion that they're wearing. No, fuck all this.
As soon as they showed Star, he was like, ew. No, turn it off.
Damn.
No. Star was very fucking...
Dude. Definitely.
When I was a kid, dude, that was like my fantasy. What was her name? What was the chick's name who played her?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, come on.
Did she have a career after the
Yeah, she did. She's been in a bunch of shit.
Jamie Gertz.
One more like Squirts.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. She was fucking. But I mean, as a little kid being like, wow, that bitch is fucking smoking.
Stop.
Yeah, all about it. And now you watch back and she's not that hot, but Michael, very hot. Michael has those fucking cheekbones. Holy shit, doggy. Yeah, Jamie Gertz. She did it for me as a kid.
She's got a little bit of a Leno chin, but it's all right.
It's fine, dude. I like that. It's no problem. Pretty fucking sexy. She always had the little kid with her, though. How do you fuck? She got a little kid attached at the hip.
Was that her? Did they ever address it? Was that her brother or was that her kid?
No, that kid was...
Or just like a fucking...
He's on the back of a milk carton at one point.
Yeah, he went missing, but I didn't know if she just like took him in.
I assume that they just fucking kidnapped and molested this little kid. Vampires,
say, why would you vampires, need a baby vampire?
Sorry, vampires are definitely pedophiles. They don't care. Vampire, and it's not that they're pedophiles. They are just... They're down for whatever. Vampires will suck and fuck children, women, men, animals. It doesn't fucking matter. Vampires,
perfect pedophile defense. I'm down for whatever.
Doggy vampires, they're just fucking like, yeah. There's like rock stars in the 80s.
Yeah. Very androgynous, yeah.
That's a fucking
The vampire had to adopt that kid so he could travel over state lines with him.
Yeah. Solid movie, though. Very, very much enjoyed it. And you know what I also enjoyed? I watched by myself two nights ago. And I thought I was going to hate it. And this is the best thing they can do. The best thing they can do for a movie is for them to tell you that it sucks fucking cock. If people are like, this movie sucks all the dick in the world, you put your expectations down so low. And you watch it and you're like, you know what? That wasn't as bad as it could have been. And it was the new Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. I understand that your whole personality is based off of the old Roadhouse. But just fucking open your mind up a little
bit. No, I watched it.
You watched New Roadhouse.
Of course I did. I don't have a problem with Jake Gyllenhaal at all. Yeah. But I did think it was like just kind of retarded. It was like kind of unnecessary. Why do you need to redo Roadhouse? The only time I was really pumped for Roadhouse is when they were going to redo it with Ronda Rousey. When they were going to do it where she was Dalton.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, kind of
a female bouncer. Yeah, by the way, I've never seen the original Roadhouse.
What?
I knew that was going to piss you off, dude.
I've never seen it either.
What?
it's pretty awesome.
How the fuck did
Florentine,
you get?
I'll do Spook Show and watch Roadhouse, the original Roadhouse with you, if you want to do it on Zach's show.
How did you get through life?
I don't know. Who was it? Tom Cruise was in it or somebody? Oh, who the fuck wasn't it a bartender or some shit?
Swayze.
Swayze, yes.
Can we see the original Roadhouse trailer?
After he was in Dirty Dancing.
Terry Funk's in it. It's
who?
Sick.
Terry Funk, the wrestler. He's like the heavy for the
Sam
bad
Elliott.
Guy.
Sam Elliott's in it.
Yeah, it's fucking,
and
fucking sick.
The opening scene of the new Roadhouse, it's who's the rapper?
Fucking Post Malone.
Yeah, Post Malone's all like fucking dumpy and fat, like with his shirt off, and he's supposed to be like this badass fighter.
He's supposed to have his fucking cage fighter. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I'm not trying to be a fucking I'm not saying that there's no fat guys that can fight. I'm just saying the toughest fucking guy would not be dumpy ass fucking Post Malone.
It was bullshit. There was also no throat rip in the movie, which kind of pissed me off too. You need the throat rip.
You're being a fucking.
You need the throat rip.
I just told you.
You need the throat rip.
We never saw it. Now the whole time I'm going.
I didn't ruin shit. It's. Yeah. I'm just. I didn't even tell you when it was. Also, there was no nudity in this Roadhouse either. There's no nudity. Did I ruin that for you? Did I ruin that for you, Lewis?
There was nudity.
What nudity?
Conor McGregor's.
Yeah.
Cheeks.
Nobody needs to see Conor McGregor's ass.
His surprisingly nice.
It was fucking tight.
It's a fucking cheeks.
It was wild, dude. It was one of those.
Conor McGregor's ass. What, you think it was a body double?
Dude,
or that was real.
No, that was really him. That was Conor.
That was really Conor's
ass,
fucking thick. Juicy,
it was wild,
ass.
And the way was, dude, it's just like, look at that fucking V, dude.
Connor's the ultimate male, I am the ultimate meatball. That was the truth.
They definitely did show
Shannon, did
show
you see the
ass.
New Roadhouse? Or did you see Connor McGregor's cheeks?
Of course,
and you liked it.
No, I didn't.
He's like 5'4".
No, I didn't. I wasn't into it.
I'm so sorry.
You're a fucking, you're going off.
I'm being an asshole right now.
It sucks.
I'm on one. Yeah, I said that before.
What's your fucking deal, dude?
I'm on one.
Man,
I didn't like his whole character in it. I feel like he's already an over the top guy, and he like over the topped more, and it was like annoying.
I think that's how we all imagine Connor is in real life. Is that character?
Yeah, that's like, he kind of just played himself for the most part.
But I assume that's how he literally walks into bars. He's like, "Oh, you're fucking ready, Conor McGregor's here." Unblown.
I hate. Just smiling like a fucking clown the whole time. What the fuck was that?
Like an Irish Tracy Morgan announcing himself.
But it was like, here's the thing. It was because it got so much hate. Went straight to Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Straight to Prime. Nope. Not even. I was ready to pay for it.
Yeah.
I was ready to pay for
it. You were going to pay for that
movie? I clicked to pay for it because I was like, I have nothing else to watch. Who cares? I'll give them the 20
bucks. How much would have you paid for that?
I was going to pay the 20. I assumed it was 20
bucks.
I assumed it was the 20. I went to go, and I was like, it was free. That's a bomb. That's a bomb for a fucking movie. And I kind of liked it.
I'll tell you what, dude. That Nicky's to Nicky movie was straight to Prime. And that was funny as fuck.
I didn't see that. I heard it was really good, too, though.
Really funny.
That's awesome.
Good R-rated comedy.
That's great.
Runaway Slav, you're a fucking asshole. He, in the Racing Live chat, he just pulled up one of my most embarrassing jerks ever. It's the rape scene from
American History X.
No,
damn it.
the pinball machine.
No, right here.
Oh, Irreversible.
Irreversible. It's a really uncomfortable rape scene, and as soon as you come, you're like, "Who am I? What am I doing?"
Yeah, it's like 17.
You know,
minutes,
if you just put it like that, that's fine though.
It's hot.
If you're
like
jerking
that.
To a GIF when it's like that, that's pretty sick.
It's
but
the,
how long is the rape scene?
It's 17 minutes or 14 or something like that.
It's a wildly long rape scene. I think that's Hollywood. Rape scenes doesn't usually last that long. 17 minute rape.
You would, that girl's so hot though, you would try to make it last.
I guess.
Yeah.
So.
I'd be like, hey, listen, hold on. I would do tantric rape.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You take a blue shoe before it. You're like, I got it.
I'd play Sting.
You play the Alan Parsons Project
dude,
again. You got to stop five times to eat her pussy against her will.
Sorry. You're spitting.
Yeah, go
like
back down on her.
Yeah.
Kill some time. Regroup.
Hold on. Squeeze the tip.
Is it cold in here? It's cold in here.
That's a very brutal rape scene.
Yeah. What is it? Irreversible?
Irreversible. Yeah. Why are you taking that mental note to watch it later on?
No, dude, this movie's brutal.
It's damn near impossible to jerk off to until you do it.
You know, it's my buddy Ryan, when I was a kid, he told me about I Spit on Your Grave, and I had never seen it before. Have you ever seen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was telling me about this movie where he's like, dude, it's crazy. Like, this chick is like naked for like so many times in the movie. It's so hot. She fucks all these dudes. And I was like, hell yeah. I bought it at the Wall. And I remember I was like 16. The guy's like, you sure you want this? I'm like, hell yeah. Why wouldn't I fucking want this hard? And then I watched it and I called him like, dude, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
He's like, it was just rape scene after rape scene.
Rape her. She gets away. They catch her again. They rape her. Then she gets home and you're like, oh, thank God.
And then they all just walk out in the house. Dude, there was time I was rooting for him. Like, get away. Don't get raped again.
Dude, I watched that with Corinne Fisher for Women's History Month and I just forgot. How brutal it was. She didn't talk to me for months.
So I made a mistake too.
Lend me that movie.
I hung out with a chick on the first time we hung out. She was like, I want to watch an obscure horror movie. And she picked I Spit on Your Grave. And I'm like, I don't know if you want to watch this one. It's a little rough. She's like, no, I'm fine. Dude, we watched And she was like, I don't know if I want to hang out again. There's no way you're getting ass after I watch.
We're watching some movie trailers right now. I want the I Spit on Your Grave trailer, Shannon, and I also want the original Roadhouse trailer.
Yeah, get the Roadhouse trailer.
Let's go.
I have the Roadhouse trailer.
Let's see. I want to see
and
the
original Roadhouse. They remade I Spit on Your Grave,
They made it with sequels, too. So there's four of them now.
This girl's like, please stop making sequels.
I came back.
Oh, my God.
Well, the girl from the original, like, retired.
Yeah.
She stopped acting after it. It was such a bad
wild,
period.
Dude. Who'd have thunk? Can I buy you guys a drink? There he is, the funker.
Guess not.
Now, this isn't a remake, right?
This is the original.
Hold on, pause. Now, is the new one a remake
It's a reboot. It's not the same movie. It's
just
the
Sam Elliott character is not in it,
which also sucks. There's no Wade Garrett. That sucks.
So this isn't the same name of the guy. Like, this isn't.
So the other thing. So
are they related to each other in any way?
So it's not even called, like, the club isn't even called the Double Deuce, which is the club he works at. There is a guy who's like kind of running the town, kind of like this, but it's not. It's just like a reboot. They're just like.
Retelling the concept, but not the same character.
No. The main character is Dalton.
Just Dalton, and that's all they do.
Dalton's the name, the main character.
And they don't even have a blind slide guitar player.
Hold on, main character that's supposed to be the same guy, though?
He's like the same guy, but not the same guy. So the whole thing is Jake Gyllenhaal's character is like, he was a former UFC fighter who accidentally killed a guy.
Yeah.
As where Dalton in this movie, he's like, a legitimate like road bouncer, like he gets picked up because he's the best at what he does.
He's just the best. I was a terrible bouncer.
You were?
I was a terrible bouncer.
How were you bad at it? Just let everybody in.
I let everyone run amok.
Yeah, see, you
didn't break up any fights.
I tried to talk to them, but guys,
stupid.
Yeah. No, they wanted you to get in there and be violent. I was like, I went to high school with these kids. I was like, I can't.
What am I? I'm in high school with these guys right now.
It was literally a high school drinking bar. I was 19. And everyone, I ran a wet t-shirt contest. I shouldn't even say this publicly because it was a crime. It was all underage girls in this wet t-shirt contest. And it was just like literally, there was not a single person who was over 21 in the place. There was nobody drank there. It was a high school drinking bar.
You need to make your own movie called Load House. Because this sounds sick.
And we literally, it was just a high school drinking bar and we held wet t-shirt contests with fucking high school girls. It was absolutely wild. And by the way, you can't take that memory away from me. I have that.
You're grandfathered into it. It's
try
underage.
Try to take it away.
I mean, come on.
And I remember the girl who won. The girl who won. It was in the finals. It was this big fat black chick who's maybe in high school, and this other girl who was definitely in high school. And they were just wearing. And this girl had no tits. She was like a little like skinny like white chick, but she was just kind of hot. And this big fat black chick, well, she was dancing and clapping her butt cheeks, and she was actually like fucking entertaining as fucking really good. And yeah, everyone just gave it to the little hot white chick with no tits. Yeah.
Well, finally.
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 Finally, the
finally,
white.
Finally, we don't get affirmative action with our fucking goddamn wet t-shirt contests anymore.
Well, the good old fucking days. But yeah, I used to fucking just get hammered there. That was when I almost burnt down the pizzeria. That's where I worked.
How did you burn down the pizzeria?
I didn't.
How did you almost do it?
The owner of the pizzeria paid us to go and burn it down for insurance money.
Oh,
and we like had everything set up and he called us at the last minute to tell us not to do it. I have so many almost committing life of crime stories.
He really thought you guys weren't going to say anything if you guys did burn it down, like it would never come back to him.
He was a fucking retard, this guy. he was an Italian. So no offense. I think you're Italian, Florentine.
Half.
Yeah. He's fucking Italian. The fucking retarded people. But all right, so let's see the I Spit on Your I know, I'm sorry, the Roadhouse trailer. Let's see.
Dalton, I thought you'd be
bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time.
Is that the thing? He's really nice?
No, he's just like, he's the cooler. He's not even a bouncer. The other guys are bouncers.
So he's the leader
he's
of the bouncers.
The cooler. So basically, he makes everyone be like, you know, cordial and like, there's a part in the movie, not to ruin it, Yeah. Where like there's a guy
gonna
like,
ruin it.
Where he tears his throat out. He's at 37 minutes and 14 seconds. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It comes out of nowhere.
I'm sorry, I got fucking excited. That's like me if you ask me to like someone's like never seen Terminator 2 and I talk about where they shoots the fucking exploding goddamn grenade into the like I'll just say it.
Just tell us when the nudity pops up in the original.
So the nudity, I can tell you. So there's three parts. The nudity is when that hot doctor who was stapling him. She gets back to his place and they fucking get naked. And she's like, you see a great butt shot, great tits. Nice. And then there's another chick who, the guy who gets his throat ripped out, his girlfriend who he beats to a pulp.
He deserves his throat being ripped out.
Oh, yeah. There's also, I'm not going to ruin the line.
They have either. To give you context. If it was just showed this guy standing there,
they're all bad guys. Out, you know, they're all bad guys.
It's not that bad when you put it in like that.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, there's tits when she's dancing on stage. She shows her, like, again, sick. Everyone's super stacked in that movie, too. Sick. Fucking sick.
It's a good old days.
It's fucking great.
It's a good old days.
It's 80s raunch. It's
everyone just
rules.
Had to be fucking attractive. Yeah. It wasn't a great time. Now you make a movie, dude. If you work for like Marvel,
yeah,
you don't even want to get your dick sucked by these animals that they hire in these movies. No one's good looking anymore. Everyone's trans. Everyone's fucking non-binary. It's always like a fat black chick with with short hair now plays like fucking every character.
You got
nobody it. Wants that. No offense to fat black chicks with short hair. That's crazy. That's not the new standard of beauty.
Let's put it this way. In Roadhouse, everyone's hot.
Hell yeah.
Even Terry Funk looks good.
As they should be. All right, Zach, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors on the show, which is Mando. They make incredible products for you to not be a stinky son of a bitch. Because I'll tell you right now, I sweat a lot.
I'm You're a sweaty boy.
Yeah, I sweat a ton. And I'll tell you right now, just normal deodorant doesn't really do it for me. Number one, I'm worried about all the chemicals and the crap that you're putting into your body. Nobody wants that. This is clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours. This is wherever you stink. This could be your pits, your package, your feet, and beyond. This is anywhere. This is full body deodorant, and it really is a great product.
That's true. They actually did a study with guys who just used soap in the shower, and after about 12 hours, they stunk between an 8 and a 10, but people who use Mando had a score of 0. That's a big, big difference, and it's pH balanced, so you can use it on your ball area, the in-between thigh area. I get a lot of stinking. I got to tell you, they sent us some samples of this. I've been using it at home. Big difference.
Yeah, I switched out all my deodorant. I just use Mando now. It really is great. It smells great. It controls odor. It's not an antiperspirant. It was created by a doctor who saw firsthand how normal body odor was being misdiagnosed and mistreated, and this is clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. This is not like deodorant that just masks odorant with fragrances. Mando is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. So it's more like a pre-deodorant. It's baking soda free and paraben free. It's pH balanced. It really is the best on the market. Right now, all you got to do is go to shopmando.com and you're going to get $5 off their starter pack with the exclusive promo code REAL. Once again, that's shopmando.com. That's MANDO.com. Use the promo code REAL to save $5 off your starter pack. And that's over 40% off. All right, where were we? Yeah, but I did not mind the new Roadhouse. The point of all of this is that I did not mind.
So how bad was the new one compared to
so
the
I honestly, I if for what it was, if I didn't know that it was a remake, first off, that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal could have been called anything. They didn't even need to call it Roadhouse. They just could have called it anything. And I would have been like, all right, this is whatever
they
movie.
They could have called it anything.
They could have called it anything. It didn't have to be Roadhouse. They could have just called it anything.
Jake Gyllenhaal stars in Nigger Faggots. No, it's a reimagining of Roadhouse, but they just they really put a whole other fucking thing. I don't think it would attract.
Yeah. Instead of a throw rip.
I don't
rip.
Think it would have went straight to Amazon. I think it would have been cut.
It would have been on Freebie, if anything. Yeah.
That's
it wasn't on Pluto TV.
It would have been Tubi, definitely. Straight to Tubi. They could have done anything with that movie. But that's like why, I mean, it was when I watched it, I was like, okay, this is, for what it's worth, fine. Yeah. But it, like, I don't know. It wasn't Roadhouse. They didn't need to call it Roadhouse. Could have called it anything.
Shannon, we still don't fucking know what's going on with the solar eclipse, by the way. We've barely talked about it. But the biggest news in the world right now is the solar eclipse.
What do you want to know about it?
First of all, can I look at it?
You have to put glasses on, like special glasses. And if you don't, and I looked it up. Because
what if I take a magnifying glass and I look at it through a magnifying glass? What would happen, Shannon?
I think that'd probably be bad. I don't know if studies have been done on it, but there was a woman... the last time around in 2017, she actually used glasses, but they were like fake glasses. And she ended up fucking up her eyes, and now she permanently sees a crescent shape for the rest of her life.
That's awesome.
That's fucking bad.
That's
ass,
awesome.
She has a Russian accent. It really fucked her up. So here's the thing. Is looking at an eclipse any worse for you than staring directly into the sun? Because me and my friends, when we were in elementary school, we would have contests to see who could stare directly into the sun for longer.
So I think it's worse to look at an eclipse, and the reason is...
Why?
Because
I mean, by the way, I can't see the colors red or green anymore. But
well, what does that have to do with anything?
And I have searing headaches at all times. But go ahead.
When you look at the sun, you squint. You instinctively squint to look at the sun. You can't keep your eyes.
So can Asian people watch it?
Oh, the Asian people can watch an eclipse. Yeah. Like
they're always watching an eclipse. They're crashing into one.
So wait a minute. If you squint at the eclipse, you can look at it.
No. The reason people get eye damage is because when the moon goes in front of the sun, it's dark, so you can stare at it all the way, but you're still staring at like the ring of fire that's still coming through and fucking up your eyes. That's why.
Can I look at my phone as it looks at it?
I fucking
can. I do that?
No.
Why not, Shannon? Fucking ruiner of fun.
Shannon.
Why not, Shannon?
Protecting your eyes, Lewis.
It's not doing anything. If I do this,
it says viewing the sun with your unprotected eyes on or through your cell phone screen is extremely dangerous.
That's bullshit. What?
Meanwhile, there's one case of this woman sees a fucking half moon.
Yeah, there's
other people must have looked at it in 2017.
Everybody looked at it.
I looked at it. I remember I was in New York. I looked right up.
Like directly into
see,
it.
Do you see crescents?
My eyesight's better.
I see croissants. Everywhere I go.
I looked up and I saw I looked up, I saw the original Roadhouse movie.
Oh, damn, dude.
That last eclipse was.
So what time is it supposed to happen today?
Okay, so three? I have it here. It says the peak time is 3:25 in New York. Six. And then if you look at this here, this shows you, this is exactly the view we're going to have. So not total, but it's pretty close.
We're not going to get the total.
No, it's going to show you. You're going to see it. You're going to see a little
total present. Eclipse of the sun.
See right there. It's most
bang,
of it,
right there.
Not total.
So,
and people are flying to Arizona to see the actual, like the best view.
Yeah, or, right? Or I think Maine, I think it ends in Maine. Like there's a few different places that have the full.
Yeah.
It's going to be online and right when it's over. Just
watch
that.
Yeah, you can just watch.
But can I watch or is it going to burn my fucking eyeballs through the screen? If I why can't you watch? Why can't I watch through my phone, Shannon? I can't, but we can't watch a video right now. It'll burn our eyeballs. This is bullshit. You're fucking pissing me off, dude. This is the eclipse glasses industry. This is big.
This is big eclipse glasses.
This is big eclipse glasses.
This is big glass.
Yeah, dude. Who has the most to gain from this horseshit?
Like, what was that, B&H? Is that the store that sells all electronics? There was a line out the fucking down the street selling those glasses today. That's who's making out on it.
And we all know who works there.
I was talking about it.
So, Shannon, if I film it on my phone, can I look at it later on my phone?
I'm not seeing
you
that.
You have to hold it up and not look and then look at it.
Right.
But that's crazy. Why? But if I'm looking at it, oh, here, look, if I'm doing this, ready? So, look, it's doing that, right?
Yeah.
Let me go like that.
Right, yeah, like that, right?
Just peek through.
I do that. If I'm doing that and I'm just seeing it on my screen, what's the difference between recording it and watching it later or just looking at it through that right there like that?
I don't know.
That's
don't
a great, yeah, it's a great question.
It's a goddamn great question.
It's a great question.
It's a goddamn great question.
I did see on the news though that a lady said to put the glasses over your over the viewfinder on like over the camera.
It does say it could also damage
this
your
is,
phone.
Yeah, it says this is crazy.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. I swear to you, I'm going to do a live stream of the eclipse, and I'm looking directly into it. Okay, guys, tune into my. I swear.
I swear.
I will look directly into this sun today. Like a true fucking king. Okay? And I recommend that everyone else does that. Okay? And you cannot use this to sue me. If you do it and you hurt your eyes, let me just preface this. Preface comes before. Fuck. Jen, if you edit this to where this is a preface and I say it beforehand, like how all the crypto channels that I watch tell me that this is not financial advice. I'm like,
disclaimer,
what is it?
This is a comedy podcast. It should not be taken seriously.
Yes. There we go.
Oh, that was great. Nailed it.
Can you do a disclaimer afterwards? You can. You can. It's like, at the end, you know, tobacco is an addictive chemical.
Yeah.
Is that you can do a disclaimer after?
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, because people will say something like, "Oh, look, I'm no doctor," and they throw it.
Oh, I thought you had to do a disclaimer
before.
Before.
No, that's you do the end of the commercial.
That's a preface.
Oh,
I think if this went to court, that Lewis told someone to look at the sun, he went blind. I think the judge would probably drop it.
Go, yeah, no jury.
You would listen to rap.
Yeah,
Your Honor. I mean, Your Honor. Okay, the name of this episode was Nigger Faggot.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I was like, didn't you just rename Roadhouse?
am I going to be held to that standard? These are retarded people, Your Honor. What am I supposed to say? So is there anything else we should know about this eclipse, Shannon?
I don't think so. I mean, like, there are, like, conspiracy theorists that are being all kind of crazy about it. But then there's also, like, astrology people that are saying that this is going to, like, bring negative energy into your lives. I've seen, like, TikTok videos and stuff where they're saying that you should, like, protect yourself energy-wise.
Don't they do that every eclipse,
yes,
though?
Yes.
And that's every eclipse. Else.
Yeah.
And isn't NASA shooting like three rockets up at it?
Yeah, what is that about? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
NASA's like, we gotta fight it.
Shoot it out of the sky.
Dude, we are so fucking militarized. Dude, we're gonna fight the eclipse.
Gomez, you should get a gun and shoot at the eclipse while you look at it.
I think that's probably dangerous. No. I think the bullet would go.
It's just the NYPD. The sun's black.
Okay, I found it.
It's resisting.
It says that NASA will be launching 3 sounding rockets at the moon's shadow during the
eclipse.
Going to
stretch its pee hole?
to study how the phenomenon affects the Earth's atmosphere.
What are sounding rockets? Oh, those are like rockets to get information? I thought it was missile war. I thought they were shooting nuclear warheads at the sun.
We're declaring war on the sun?
Dude, I thought it was getting
wild. Fuck yeah, dude. The earthquake, now we're declaring war on the sun. It's fucking adding up. I'm all about it.
All right. Well, look, we will be tuning in today. Make sure you guys follow my live stream where I will be looking directly into the eclipse.
My friend just had a kid, and she's in like a mom group on Facebook, and all the moms in it are arguing whether or not they should send their kid to school today because they don't think the school will have enough power to tell all the kids not to look at it. Without glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't trust the schools.
We made, I believe what we did was we folded a piece of paper in half. I don't remember exactly what
this
was.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly
what you're talking about. We cut a circle here, and then it made a little circle here, and then the shadow would show you it as it happened, and that's how you could look at it.
Yeah.
Which sucked dick. When they were all doing that, I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm looking directly into the sun, and I did. And I'm better for it.
You can make your own eclipse glasses at home.
How do you make the eclipse glasses, please?
Here,
I would love to see
that. Here's a video. Here's what you need.
You need an industrial...
What kind of cereal is that?
They wrapped it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that faggot crunch? What is that?
Aluminum foil and some tape. You're going to take your cereal box, and you're going to trace the bottom of the box. And that is how we're going to see the eclipse without hurting our eyes.
If this isn't glasses that I can wear, if this is me seeing a shadow on paper, I'm going to be pissed. Shannon.
Box. We're going to take 2 pieces of tape.
Go fast forward to the end.
We're going to open up a small square of aluminum foil like this. It doesn't have to be big. So there you have your aluminum foil taped to one side. And what you're going to do...
This is so much work.
I'd rather go blind.
This guy makes me want to stare at the eclipse.
So let's take this outside and test it out.
What do you do?
We're outside. The sun is to my back. And we're going to look through the open hole. Now, it may take you a second. Mm-hmm. Move around and find the sun.
Yeah, it's just a shit.
And there you'll see it.
It's a shadow, you piece of shit.
Inside is the eclipse happening.
It's so stupid.
A safe way to see it. So you're not staring directly at the sun.
I hope when they send the rockets up, this is what the eclipse sounds like. Just a faggy dude like, oh my God, did you guys send rockets up here?
Well, yeah, I'm very excited about that. It's the whole city is in a whole, it's probably the country, the world, right?
The world.
It's the world. Everyone has the same sun. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's the world. Wow.
No, this is America's sun, dude.
Well, hold on. Now, hold on. Because it's daytime currently in fucking...
Yeah, we don't know how China
in England is the eclipse currently happening in England, Shannon?
No, it's on its way here from Mexico, the view of it. But it says 99% of people in the U.S. will be able to. Oh, in the U.S., sorry. It's not the whole world. Hold on.
Oh, see? Look at that. There you go.
Yeah, because isn't half the world not facing it right now?
Yeah.
So the eclipse only happens during this certain time during the sun. I don't know how anything works, dude. We're fucking... Could you tell me how we fucking go around?
What are you talking about? You know?
No, I got this. Hold on, guys.
Hold on.
You got this. Revolve around the sun? We revolve
Quote
around...
Brian Regan. The big yellow one is the sun.
Okay. So, and we revolve around the sun, or does the sun revolve around us?
You are fucking retarded.
No, shut the fuck up. I got this.
You are fucking retarded.
No, dude. No, the world revolves around me. That's right, bitch. I don't need to know what revolves around what when I'm the fucking orbit, bitch.
Makes sense.
I have gravitational pull. All right? How about that? All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom is the marquee sponsor for Skankfest, and we're so excited to partner with them. They make everything here at the Gas Digital Network better because they support all of the shows and all of your favorite comedians. And if you guys are coming to Skankfest, make sure you guys grab your tickets on April 20th at 12 p.m. Eastern at YoKratom.com/Skankfest. And while you're there, make sure you pick up some Kratom. They have $60 kilos. It's the best price of Kratom on the market. So if you guys are over 21 and in the market already for Kratom, we're not telling you to try it out for the first time. We're not saying this is for you. If you're already getting Kratom and this is something that's helping you out, get it at the best price possible. Get the best formula possible. Go to YoKratom.com and grab a $60 kilo. All right, where were we? How about
that? So wait, you don't know that the sun goes, the Earth goes around the sun? Did you know how many? What's the line of planets? What is the order of planets?
Don't be an asshole.
No, what's the
dude.
Order?
You don't
of planets?
Know the
what's
order.
What's the
of
order of the planets?
If you know the order of
okay.
planets,
yeah,
I'm talking about fucking
all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. What's the order of the planets?
Liz? I know Pluto is last.
Pluto is last.
We just found
but that Pluto has an asterisk because they took it off and then they put it back on.
They did put it back on.
They did put it back on.
They can't make up their fucking minds about Pluto. You're supposed to believe science.
So what are the order of the planets? Liz?
Pluto's last. First.
What's the first one?
Shannon, can I see the planets? Now, don't show me the names.
No.
First of all, if you can see a planet and identify it by the way it looks,
yeah,
that's
you can.
Pretty
Are you
fucking science-y,
you wouldn't be able
doggy.
To look at Saturn and not know it's Saturn?
Obviously, it's Saturn,
you fucking
dickhead.
Dickhead.
Saturn's the only one, and Jupiter.
You wouldn't know Uranus if you saw it?
I had to look at it through the special cereal box glasses.
Cereal box. If you look real hard into the hole,
you can really see this guy's asshole.
Now if you drill a hole in the wall of this men's room.
Can you get a boner eclipse?
All right, so we go to the sun. Yeah,
sun.
Third rock from the sun. We're third. Yeah. We're
That's
three.
I knew he was going to get there.
I knew he got
can
it.
Can I get a pen, please? I got to write these down.
What's the first one?
Don't be an asshole.
What's the first one?
Don't be an asshole.
What's the first one?
I'm drawing them.
Let him work it out.
Here's the
on
sun.
Paper.
Let him work it out.
Yeah, he's like working on a math
let
problem.
Let him work
yeah,
it out on paper.
Yeah, let him work it out on paper.
He'll get there.
Out.
He'll get there.
There's Earth. By the way, the way that I'm drawing them is they all get bigger in size from the sun out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's the way it works.
Nope.
So Earth is third.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto is eight.
Nine, you shithead.
No, I'm saying, I agree, nine. Is there nine planets?
Yeah.
There's also way more.
Right now, the list is showing me eight.
Yeah, because they took Pluto off again.
Pluto's off again.
It's off again. So, what are the...
Fucking, it's like me and my girlfriend, Pluto. On again, off again. Thank Jesus Christ. Is Pluto as cold as my girlfriend? I think it is.
Ooh. So what's the first planet? Come on, Lewis.
Okay. Can you give me a list of planets? How about that? That's don't be an asshole, dude. Give me the names.
Give you the names?
You have to know this, though. Like, you have to
if
know
If I give
what
you the names, I'm
going to
unfortunately give them an
Lewis,
order.
Just think of cars.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
Think of cars. Think of cars. Think of
number
think
one.
Of the
cars. Number
think
one.
Of, yeah.
Mitsubishi. Eclipse.
So number one is going to be a Durango. Right.
I'll take it. Okay, number two, lady razors. Pussy razors.
Venus.
That's
number two.
That's
Venus.
Number two.
Okay, number one then, hold on. It's not Uranus. That's crazy.
No.
Uranus is number four.
No.
No, Jupiter's number four.
Jupiter's number four.
What's, Uranus is number five.
No, Jupiter's not number four.
Don't be an asshole.
Jupiter's not number four. What's after Earth? Earth is third after Earth.
Mars, because that's the most like us. That's the most like us.
There it is.
There you go.
That's the most like us.
So then what's after Mars?
Don't be an asshole.
Come on.
You still don't have number one.
You still don't have number one.
What's the hottest planet? What's the one that's going to burn you the fuck up?
What are thermometers made of?
Mercury!
You're really giving it all to you.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I got this, guys.
So then
Lewis is doing this all by himself. He's working it out on paper.
Guys, how do you know this? What are you fucking
genius? What are you talking about?
14 knows none of these things. He's sitting there.
No way.
Did you know Mercury was one?
No. I know about three or four of them.
What are the three you know?
The ones he just said.
I don't know.
So then there's Jupiter.
Uranus.
No.
Uranus.
Other car.
Saturn.
There it is. And then
Uranus.
Uranus and then
Pluto.
Honda Accord.
King of the Sea.
G-Wagon. The G-Wagon.
A Yugo?
Yeah.
No, it's Neptune. I'm done. Yeah, you didn't even
try. I'm done with trying to be smart, dude.
It's not even smart.
We learned about space That's today. Fucking... Oh my God, Joe Rogan podcast over here.
Oh my God.
We're just fucking. We're all monkeys.
You know what? Play the goddamn trailer for us.
Oh, can we watch a bear fight a crocodile or something right now? Fucking little Joe Rogan over here. We got it.
Wow.
All right, dude. We get it. We understand. Wow. You're fucking kissing ass to the fucking Austin comedy scene right now, and you're trying to embarrass me.
Oh fuck yeah.
Trying to embarrass me, dude.
So you're in the space stuff. That's how you know it.
I mean, I watch a lot of.
Give me the most interesting thing about space right now.
The most interesting fact about space is that it's expanding so much to the fact that time is stretching out. So the way we look at space, everything's getting away from us because.
So like today, a minute is longer than it was.
That's actually funny. You bring that up in about 14, and it's like doesn't fucking matter. But like in a couple of billion years or million years, we'll actually lose a second. We'll lose a second, so 11:59 will actually be 11:58, and then it'll just jump right to midnight because we lost a second.
That'll happen on all because
time
watches?
Is expanding. No, well, not all watches. Nobody's built general.
It. No, has think? It ever happened before?
They don't think so. They don't think so. I don't know.
That's the most interesting thing right now that
I found out about.
I don't think so. Shannon, pull up the most interesting thing about space right now, please.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's
it. I love it.
I don't think that's it at all. I think there's way more interesting things about space. Shannon, give me the most interesting fact about space right now. I want to know what it is.
Oh, wait. This first one's for kids.
Lewis didn't even know what Mercury was, so bring it up.
All right. Let's see the kids one. Okay. Let's see. Number one. 1 million Earths could fit inside the sun, and the sun is considered an average-sized star.
1 million Earths can fit. You don't think that that's, and I mean it, 150 times more interesting than the fact that you gave? How many Earths?
A million Earths.
A million Earths can fit in
the sun. Do you want a sun fact? Is that what you want? You want a sun
fact? No, but that's a little more interesting.
Yeah, he stays with his mother 3 days a week.
Shannon, first of all, can I also say Shannon? And I'm going to blame Shannon here.
Blame Shannon.
We could have stretched out that game for a good 2 hours. How many Earths fit inside the sun? We would have never gotten to a million.
I
would have started.
I would hedge my bets at five.
I would have said three.
Five Earths.
Yeah.
I would have said maybe seven or eight.
I would have jumped
the most. You'd give me. We could have played
six
the
Earths.
Price is Right rules. Nobody
would have gotten. Never gotten. No there. One's getting the China cabinet. On
Nobody's
that one.
Ever getting Fuck. There. A million Earths. That's so interesting.
Wait, is a million a hard number?
It says.
Because that's also very specific.
Yeah, that's a very specific.
It says 1 million Earths.
That's a coincidence.
Well, that's a kid's fact. They're just like, it's a million.
Did you know it at all? Did you know that you could fit that many Earths?
No, I didn't. I knew it was a lot. The sun's huge. I figured it was a lot of Earths, but I didn't know it was a million.
How many Jupiters fit in the sun now? Because I would have guessed.
I would say three Jupiters. I'm going to go three Jupiters. Three Jupiters.
No, dude, no way.
It's three Jupiters.
No way, dude.
Shannon?
If the sun is a million.
Millions are. Now, how big is Jupiter? I know a
bunch of. How many Earths fit in Jupiter?
About 500.
Well, all right. If
500 Earths.
That would mean 1,500.
No.
That would mean there's
no.
That would mean, hold on, in that regard, if your math is right.
It's not. It ain't.
I will confirm it is not.
It is not right. I'm going to say five Jupiters in the sun.
No, I'm going to say way, because I don't think Jupiter is that much bigger than Earth. I think Jupiter is maybe 5 or 6 times the size of Earth.
So if
I don't remember that because Jupiter is a big deal, dude.
It's a gigantic.
Yeah, no, I agree. I read some in that strand. Is it true that boys go to Jupiter to get more stupid?
That is correct.
Shannon, is it 5?
Oh, I didn't know if everyone was going to guess before I tell you the answer.
We're guessing how many Jupiters fit in the sun?
Yep.
I'm going to guess that Jupiter is 5 times the size of Earth. Therefore, 200,000 Jupiters.
Okay. I mean, the name of the episode is 200,000 Jupiters, right? Parentheses, bigger thing.
Shannon, I'm guessing 200,000 Jupiters fit into the sun.
Anyone else?
I'm going to say 100.
100 Jupiters?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the answer.
Wait, let me go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly
100,000.
Okay, the actual answer is 1,000 Jupiters.
Jupiter.
Doggy, they're not talking about how big Jupiter is. They're not talking about how big the sun is. This is mind blowing.
And that's the average size of a star.
That's crazy.
Also, every star you see is that big.
1,321 Earths can fit inside a Jupiter.
1,321.
So
I didn't know that.
When I did my scale model in the fourth grade,
you did fucked it all up. What was your Jupiter for the scale model?
The sun was smaller than Jupiter. Let me point this out, okay? I mean, just to begin with, I would have failed me. If I was my own fucking teacher, I would have failed me right there. The sun was smaller than Jupiter. Jupiter was maybe twice the size of Earth.
What was Earth?
A tennis ball.
You made Earth a tennis ball?
Earth was a tennis ball.
What was Jupiter? A fucking kickball?
Don't be an asshole. These were all paper mache balls, actually. But I remember I did use a tennis ball to create the round shape. I think for all of them. Guys, I never made a model of the...
Yeah, I was going to say...
He's Puerto Rican. They were all the export guys.
I was going to say, what is this?
None of this ever happened, guys. No. I never did a project ever. Ever. There it is.
That's to scale, so you can see the sizes.
The sun is fucking massive, dude.
Wait, and you said 100,300 Earths can fit in Jupiter?
1,321.
That doesn't look correct then.
Yeah, it does.
That?
Into Jupiter?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to fill up the whole thing.
Yeah, imagine they were gumballs in a giant...
And Saturn's just gas, right? Or is Jupiter just gas?
They're both just... Actually, all four of those are
You can't
gas.
Stand on these fucking planets,
they're all
dude.
Gas, yeah.
You think you just fucking fall through?
Yeah, you can't fill
forever,
these. Yeah,
by the
fill
way.
This up.
You'd fall through and literally fall for fucking ever.
Yeah. You'd die.
Yeah.
That's it. That's whole shit.
That's it.
Wait, what the fuck were those ones next to Pluto? Was there a Hakuna Matata?
They're dwarf planets.
They're small moons. Yeah, those guys.
It's fun.
Do you want to hear the next fact?
Please, fun fact. Man. I would love another fun fact about space, Shannon.
Okay, for years it was believed that Earth was the only planet in our solar system with liquid water. More recently, NASA revealed its strongest evidence yet that there is intermittent running water.
Shannon, I don't like the way you say NASA. You say NASA.
No, I actually didn't. I took note that I didn't do that. I said water, but I said NASA.
Imagine if it was somebody from NASA, Long Island, that was doing all of the space. I can't do a Long Island accent, but if we had Dan Soder here right now.
So there is intermittent running water on Mars as well.
Okay.
I don't care.
Intermittent.
You know what? How interesting these facts are falling off, Shannon.
Yeah.
Comets are left over from the creation of our solar system 45 billion years ago. No. You wouldn't be able to walk on Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Neptune because they have no solid surface.
We just said that.
We knew that one. Already.
We already knew that one, Shannon.
I feel like that would make you feel good, Lewis, because you knew a thing.
He also just guessed. keep that in mind. He guessed that and got it right.
If you could fly a plane to Pluto, the trip would take you more than 800 years.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon.
There's more, but no one cares.
Got it.
Okay.
How about that I spit on your grave?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to play that?
I do have that. You want the one from 1978, the original one?
Yeah, that's... Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
The
take off your clothes.
I don't like women giving me orders.
I spit on your grave. What you are about to see did happen.
It's just a movie of them chasing her and raping her in different scenes.
Yes. Yeah. It's a long movie.
How long is it?
No, I mean, like, it feels long. It's an hour and a half. Oh, but
we got it. I got it. We can watch it another time. She's pretty tight, though. Hell yeah.
She's full bush, too. Like, full the bush? Biggest bush you've ever seen. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. When's the last time you banged a chick with a bush?
6 months ago.
Damn.
6 months ago.
Like a woofing bush?
Big bush. Big bush.
Hard to get it into the lips because
no, it was more like she had that top bush, so like basically all the lips were still visible, but then she did that thing where she cut the lips out. It almost looked like felt, like a fucking sticky felt on top. But it was, I mean, she did a great job though.
Natalie, I bet you have a giant bush. I bet you it's just fucking
not at the moment,
just growing down and off the down the thighs.
Nope,
hanging out.
Nah,
trying to make a statement. You have armpit hair sometimes. Do you ever do that?
Only if I forget.
Oh, you make me sick. God.
Wait, how long does it take to get to the point you forget?
A couple days.
And it grows in that fast?
Wow.
Yeah, most armpit hair does grow in that fast. I don't know why my camera is not here, but.
Shoot also you're gonna, a dirty Italian.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, you know.
I've never shaved my armpits, so I wouldn't know.
I've never shaved my armpits either. No. I remember when I first started getting armpit hair, though. I was so excited. I remember just fucking that first summer, you're like, dude, I got a fucking couple armpit hair. You show it all your friends in the locker room in gym class. It's fucking great. Remember when you first got dick hair?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I was pumped. I was super
pumped.
Showed
all my friends my first ball hair, fifth grade.
Yeah.
How'd it go over?
Great.
Hung out with all 30-year-olds.
I was going to say, it's like,
had a lot of grown-up friends at the time.
High fives out the ass.
I was very mature.
Yeah, that was just fucking, just becoming a young man. Just fucking.
Man, take me back.
Just ruled.
Just take me back.
I did. I went through my son's phone. I check his phone all the time to make sure he's not looking at porn.
I thought you were going to say he's not taking pictures of his ball hair.
No, he's not doing that. He's very innocent, but he did look up. He looked up every kissing scene from Henry Danger. So Henry Danger is like a show that he watches, like a Nickelodeon type show. And all these shows are like just coming of age shows,
man.
About 13, 14 year old kids. And it's like they have their first kisses on the shows and all this other stuff. So he's like really into.
How old is he?
He's 11.
And he's just getting off to kissing?
I don't know if he's getting off to it.
Okay, dude. Sorry. Jesus Christ, investigating.
He's looking at it. I think in his mind, he thinks he's going to kiss a girl one day. I told you he said that, right? To my niece.
No.
He said that he's going to invite his crush over this summer to swim in the pool, and he's going to kiss her.
Whoa. He's planning. He's doing great. He's
literally
planning.
He's my son.
Yes. Well, he's got like a bitch. Yeah. He's got like a FaceTime.
He has a few girls that he talks to regularly. There's one girl in particular that he's like really into. Sick. He does jujitsu with her.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Doing jujitsu.
That'll get you.
Dude, I mean, I can imagine being a little kid. And then the girl you have a crush on, you remember, you're like, it's fifth, sixth grade. The girl you have a crush on, you get to meet up with.
And roll around
and
with.
Get in between her legs and roll around on the floor. I mean, it's just fucking, it's got to be the best. Because the girl that I had a crush on, I wouldn't even look at. I'd be like, oh, hey.
Man. No.
It's got to be fucking.
There was always, when I wrestled, there was some of the teams would always have like one girl. Yeah. And the guy that wrestled like 112 would have to wrestle her and be nervous. And I would be like, dude, you don't got to be nervous. If I ever have to wrestle a girl, I have to be nervous. Yeah. There was a chick that wrestled 189 from North Bergen.
Damn, dude.
Big Spanish chick. And she was a fucking dump truck. And this kid, it was a tournament. And he just goes, and he could tell he like didn't want to wrestle her. And she just put him in a headlock. And she was all hips. And she flipped that motherfucker and put him through the mat and pinned him. And my coach just stands up and goes, somebody's joining indoor track.
You don't walk away from that.
Yeah, it's fucking tough,
God,
dude.
Damn.
I was at my son's baseball game on Saturday. He's just not good at baseball.
What is what does he have a sport that he like excels at besides jiu-jitsu?
He does jiu-jitsu and baseball. He's okay, but he's just not fucking. He's just not.
He's got to combine the two.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu with a baseball.
Jiu-jitsu. just come in and start fucking.
Jiu-ball.
Haven't played basketball. Those games are only an hour because the baseball game's like 2.5 hours.
It's a fucking nightmare, dude. Yeah. It takes so long. And I just fucking, I go in my car. When he's up at bat, I come out, I videotape him. Then I run to my car. Then when he's like playing in the outfield, I come and I watch him. Then as soon as they're back up, I run back to the car. I hate it. It's miserable.
Is this where like kids have the set positions or they play every position?
They sort of switch him in and out of different positions. He's at that age group, but it's God. He's kind of goofy footed. He doesn't really have like athleticism like that. He's good at jiu-jitsu. He's very good at jiu-jitsu, but just when it comes down to like traditional sports, he's not good at basketball either.
No. Soccer?
None of them. Just not his thing, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he gets good at trapping women. Is he laying down a tarp with ropes and shit?
Yeah. But I mean, he is at an age now where he's starting to think about using his things to get laid, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a kid, but it's like the idea that he wants to invite a girl over and use the pool to kiss her to impress her. Yeah, it's fucking some high level manipulation there very early. I'm very proud of him. That's my boy.
You guys have the hot tub?
No hot tub, just a pool. But that's also, I don't think I'd let him go in a hot tub with a 12-year-old
girl. That'd be a crazy jump. Like, let's get in the tub.
Yeah, fucking her parents came over. She's in a hot tub with my son.
He's got his arms over.
That's wild.
There's a bottle of wine on ice.
Let's see. There's a new AI app that encourages women to upload their boyfriend's penises, pictures of their boyfriend's penises, to scan for STDs.
Wow.
This is wild. This is crazy. Shannon, how would they scan you for an STD? Like, obviously, if you're having a fucking herpes outbreak or if you fucking got a wart on your dick, I guess they could identify
you can
that.
You see that.
But what is it seeing? Could
this
it see
Chinese
chlamydia?
Chinese dick taking technology. They're going to take our dicks, dude.
I don't like this.
What is it, Shannon?
So it does say that it only has like a 65% rate of accuracy. It says the inbuilt AI scans the photo, checking it against a database of pictures for signs of any potential STIs.
What could be the signs? What could the app see that you could not see with your own naked eyes?
I guess it would be a thing of like, this is my guess based on skimming the article, is like if it's like is something that you think is an ingrown hair, like differentiating that between like a sore or a wart or something
like that.
Oh, dude,
you get an ingrown hair? Well, I haven't had one in a hot minute, but fucking.
Oh, when you get one on the base?
Dude, that sucks. Shit. I mean, literally, the feeling of it, you're like, life is over. I'm going to actually kill myself now. And that's that. And then you fucking go to the doctor.
And wait, you said it was a database that they compare other dicks to?
Yes. Yeah, it's an AI program.
And it's only 65%?
Yeah, 65%. Yep.
That's bullshit. That's like when they come out with the new stuff for like face filters. Right? That's Chinese people collecting our faces.
Yeah, dude, I don't need them collecting my penis as well. Yeah.
Fuck that noise. But what's the problem? So they're saying that you can't give consent though, right? That's the issue.
Yeah, they're saying that they can't confirm like consent or also that the person is 18 or older.
Oh, well, you can tell if I have an STD, but you can't tell that my dick is older than 18.
No,
they need to make this
your honor.
I just kind of want it for myself, dude. If I had an app where I could just scan my dick and know if I had STDs,
well, would you really?
That's fucking awesome.
Would you trust 65%?
If it came back as like, oh, this is a thing, then you go to the doctor. I don't think that's I don't think that's bad technology.
No. Yeah. Dude, I don't have 65% of a dick.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
I know I've brought it up before, but Jim, your story with getting the fish penicillin is so fucking funny.
Fish penicillin?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you guys all used to get the clap from the same girls.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we just go to the pet store and get fish tetracycline instead of going to the walk-in medical because that was like $80 and the prescription was like $40. So they sell fish tetracycline.
And it was the same strength?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. We just popped like two or three of them and it went away. But It was like, you know, $4 for like 20 pills. Wow.
Sold
in the pet
to you
store.
By the same Asian men who made that app.
We kept going in there because my friends were in bands, so they were fucking all these girls. So
that's awesome.
They're like, what's going on with your fish? I they keep dying.
These fish are sick.
Got a real rotten pussy on some of these betas.
Someone we just started taking them before, like we fucked there. It was like, we don't know if something's coming, but probably something is. It was a preventative.
Yeah, the that's what porn stars do, right? Porn stars just regularly, they just shoot and then they just take fucking.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes
penicillin
sense.
Or they call them Z-packs, right?
Yeah.
The Z-pack has like every single
man that's type a great of future.
Because it is, it's same thing: tetracycline, penicillin. It's all in the same, so it worked.
Man. That's awesome. How much was it at the fish?
It was probably like $20 for. No, it was probably I think $5 for 20 pills. That? Probably, yeah, because it takes the infection. Or some kind of shit out of a fish tank. You just drop
chain
it.
Going
I was like, really? That's where did you get this shit?
Sounds pretty awesome.
They still, like, that's crazy. Where's the store at?
Let's do
any
this.
Any pet store.
Before we get out of here, I want to talk about this one. Toit or Noit, drunken woman removed by hotel from hotel by police. Let's see. What is this?
Toit or Noit.
Okay, so I wanted to see if you guys could get past the obnoxiousness of this woman and still think that she was toit.
So, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I don't care at all about a woman's obnoxiousness.
Yeah, this is just subjective shit.
Okay, all right. So she was drunk at the hotel that she was staying in. She was being annoying, and so they asked her to leave. She didn't want to leave, so the cops got involved. And that's where this starts off. I'm just going to skip through a little bit of it.
...to a hotel in reference to an unwanted guest causing a disturbance.
What's up, buddy? She was in here, proper grit, just being very disrespectful. She was like cursing at guests, almost fell like she fell over there, she almost fell over here. I grabbed her. We're just trying to verify if she is a guest here.
And also, like, why are you surrounding me? Like, I've done nothing wrong. And like, you're watching like f-ing people, like, so Why? Why are you doing this to me?
No, you have to go outside.
What the fuck have I done? So give me a break if I don't give a
listen to me.
Wait, no, excuse me.
Okay, look, women just, they get to just act this way. Like, any dude would just get punched by security at this point. And she gets back, I ate the fuck out of my fucking face, and all the guys are going like, "Man, yeah. It's okay." We're all just like waiting for her to sober up. So one of them,
this is every woman getting kicked out of a comedy
every
show.
Every shit.
What did I do wrong? I'm not allowed to talk. Yeah. She's got a Louis Vuitton bag, so that's probably like a $4,000 bag. So some rich bitch.
No, no more.
So why? Why? No more. Give me a reason.
Nice tits, I'll say that much.
Yeah, they are.
Great tits. She's just drunk. It's a problem with. I guess it's a good thing that we have phones in society. We would it does keep everyone a little bit fucking less crazy, right? You just sort of don't let yourself like get there. More women would get there if everyone didn't have cell phones, right? I think there's like a deterrent. It's like security cameras and a.
I mean, I would say you're right, but also like people still do it literally every fucking 5 seconds.
Right. It seems like it's happening. Like, it seems like it's happening more often, right?
I think it's just that it's documented.
It's just more documented.
We're just documenting it more. I think probably in fact, unquestionably, there's less police brutality today than there was in the 80s. In the 80s, I'm assuming every cop would punch every perp in the head.
Yeah.
Like, it's just part of...
It's a rough ride.
It's a perk of the job. Yeah, dude. Like, it's fun.
That's why I joined the force.
Yeah.
That's why I got on this.
You handcuff a guy and you beat the shit out of him. Yeah. It seems awesome. And that's probably... It's almost never happening now with body cameras and cell phones and everything. But when it does happen, everyone catches it. And that's that.
By the way, before we wrap tight or night, Did anyone else see Greta Thunberg getting kicked out of that, getting arrested?
No.
So I saw a picture. Is that a doctored picture?
No.
That's really her?
That's, I believe. Dude. Shannon, can you bring up Greta Thunberg getting escorted out of a...
Yeah, I have a picture.
By the way, I looked
How old is Greta Thunberg? How old is she?
21.
All right.
She is 20. Okay.
Yeah. Dude, there's a few of her. Dude, she's got cans on her.
Yeah, that's a better picture.
That's not the one. There was another picture that I saw.
There was one where she's got bazookas.
Yeah,
just being a cunt.
What was she being arrested for?
She was
being like that bitch
without
the drunkenness.
What is your thing? What do you want us to do, Greta? Stop using hairspray? We don't use it anymore. What's the end goal here? Who's she fighting?
Nobody. She's bitching for the sake of bitching.
I'm trying to go like, I think we're, the whole climate thing drives me out of my fucking mind because I feel like we're doing a lot. I recycle. That's enough. That's enough. I do a lot. Almost everything I recycle.
What?
All bottles, all cans.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
All cardboard.
Wait, does your where you live, do they still recycle?
Yeah.
Man, Philadelphia doesn't.
They don't recycle. Wow. No. That's crazy.
No.
I guess that's what she's fighting for.
The guys of recycle. You still have to do it, but they throw it all in the fucking garbage.
I watched the whole thing recently, like a YouTube video on what happens to like your garbage.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shit you recycle still ends up in landfills.
It goes right in the landfill.
It still ends up in landfills. Only a small percentage of what you recycle actually ends up being recycled.
Yeah. Very small.
So maybe that's what she's fighting for. That's what she's so passionate.
Yeah, let them big titties fall all over the place for it. Do it for us.
Shannon, did you find any of the shots?
I have a couple more. I don't see any that are particularly great.
No, there was one.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There was one that was going around. She looked great.
It's kind of like that one.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, Greta Thunberg.
No.
Arrested twice after police standoff.
Yeah, there was one shot of her that was just tremendous.
How old is she?
21. I looked it up.
Good job,
Zach.
Because I was going to write a joke about it, and then I was like, let me Wikipedia this first.
Yeah. You always got to do that.
All right, well, good for you, Greta. Standing up for what you believe in.
I guess so.
It's all fucking crazy. I don't know.
She'd get more attention if she did it in a bikini. That's all I'm saying.
She probably would.
If you did it in a bikini or a wet t-shirt the whole time. You're
sick. I'm telling you, it's going to be a whole new age. Dude, Gypsy Rose getting plastic surgery.
I know.
God bless her.
I hope all her teeth become silver, though. That's what I really do. I really do.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of your favorite podcast on the planet, the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, everyone, good night.
That's all, folks.